This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The greatest play-by-play voice in all of the NFL, and I'd say the NBA too, joins us now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. It's our main man, Kevin Harlan. Mr. Harlan, how you doing today, brother?
Ben, Skin, good to be on with you guys. But, I mean, listen, that market, Brad Sham is the man. If I'm close to him, I'll take that. Brad is my one of my idols and a good friend, but I'm very appreciative of your kind words. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, and we all hold Brad in the highest regard as well. But you're going to be on our station on Sunday calling the Eagles-Saints game, so we wanted to pick your brain a little bit as we head into this divisional round of the weekend. And first things first, obviously around here, you can imagine, Kevin, that Cowboys fans are actually somehow rooting for the Eagles because they want the outside possibility of hosting a conference championship game. So as you've broken this game down and looked at it from all the different angles, how big of a chance do you think the Eagles have of going in there and pulling off the upset?
Oh, I would never minimize a team that's got momentum, even against a strong, tough opponent like New Orleans in a dome where Breeze has never lost a playoff game, and where this year he's thrown 22 touchdown passes and one interception. I mean, it's a daunting task, but there's no pressure on the Eagles. I mean, if it hadn't been for a late season flourish, kind of like the Cowboys, Eagles wouldn't be where they are. And here's Foles doing everything he did at the end of last year. Again, this year, they're getting healthier. Sproles has made a huge difference in that offense, I think, just another a different kind of player for defenses to latch on to, and it's been difficult. Their receivers are healthy and playing very well, Alshon Jeffrey in particular. So I think the Eagles getting better in the back end of their defense, which isn't very good to begin with because of all the major injuries, but getting better week by week. That was an empowering win last week in Chicago, in the cold, on the road, in a highly rated TV game. I mean, that was a big deal. So I think they take confidence and a lot of momentum into New Orleans this weekend. And I know the spread is significant, but I wouldn't look at that. I think it'll be much closer than that, and it would not surprise me at all, much like the Cowboys going to L.A., if the visiting team would win this weekend in those two locations.
Kevin, you just go back to week 11, and, boy, the Saints put it on the Eagles, 48-7. Total yards in that game, 546 to 196, the largest total yards difference in the NFL in 2 years, as big of a butt kicking as you could possibly have. Although that wasn't a Nick Foles game, right? So can Nick Foles make up all that difference?
Well, he might be able to, but he's going to need perfect help from everybody around him. I mean, it's got to be almost a flawless game for the Eagles. But Foles does something. Has stood in there, has weathered big opponents, important games over the last 2 years, and has been terrific. I mean, has not blinked, and that's one of the best attributes he has, actually, is he, you know him from being in that area. I mean, this kid is, his heartbeat doesn't increase, and that has served him well and served that team well. And the fact they were just, you know, in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl a year ago, albeit with not the best team this year, I just see them as a rising team, as a team that has kind of found their way, found different ways to win. On paper, if you look at the Eagles, they've got the same kind of firepower on both ends as they've had in the past. They've got some things there that are pretty impressive. And many people think the Saints have peaked. Many people think New Orleans in that game against Philly really hit the high point of the season. And New Orleans, you know, quite frankly, in the last, you know, 3-4 weeks of the year, were not as powerful as they were in the rest of their season in the previous 12 weeks. So this is kind of interesting. You know, a lot of these players like routine. They don't like these off weeks. Yeah, you can get healthy and you can catch your breath, and I think we all understand that. But a lot of these, you know, athletes, they like routine, man. They like to be in the same position at the same time, in the same chair, at the same spot. They don't like a lot of change. And I think that may be one of those things that, again, could perpetuate, you know, what Philadelphia hopes is a replay of what Green Bay did, you know, when they had that Super Bowl win in Dallas against Pittsburgh, and what the Giants did a couple of years after Green Bay. I mean, there is a record here. There is history to hang their hat on, and I think the Eagles are very much focused on that.
We're talking to an absolute superstar in broadcasting, Kevin Harlan, here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so let's stay on Nick Foles for a second. Dare to look ahead. You're the general manager of the Eagles. If Nick Foles takes them on another magical run, what are you doing at your quarterback position moving forward?
Well, as you know, that Wentz history of health is pretty shaky. The knee has been blown. He's got a fractured vertebrae. I mean, this is a concern for a guy that he's going to have to probably go down the Andrew Luck road, and that is he's going to have to take less of a physical pounding. They're going to have to continue to keep him in back at the line, ball coming out quicker. I mean, they may have to tighten the screws a little bit. The thing that that Howie Roseman, the GM of the Eagles, has going for him is that I think Foles is kind of past the point of chasing the big bucks and would just soon stay with that team, with that organization. I think they'll pay him a healthy salary, one of the highest for a backup quarterback in pro football. I think he's incredibly content being right there, and I think he likes the system, staff, the organization. I think his family likes it in Pennsylvania. I think all these things kind of click for him right now. He's made his rounds. He's played with L.A. and before that St. Louis and Kansas City. I mean, he's gone around and looked around, and I think he says, you know what? As you know, he's a kind of a different kind of guy, very religious, has priorities set, and I think is very comfortable right there. He may give them kind of a hometown bargain and re-sign with them with the knowing, you know, fact that he's got a kind of a shaky health quarterback situation in front of him, and he could be called on again. And listen, he's been a Super Bowl MVP. He may be pulling it off again with another magical run here at the end of the year. I mean, he's going to have a very unique position in Philadelphia sports history. Those are things money can't buy. And so I think it's about as unique a situation as you can imagine for a backup quarterback who could probably garner big money and a big title someplace else to want to stay and be a part of what is a pretty successful run.
One of the greatest voices in sports, Kevin Harlan, joins us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You'll hear him in his call of Eagles Saints on Sunday right here on The Fan. You know, so much was made of the historic run that Ertz went on combining with Wentz, right? They're best friends. You know, it's almost like Romo Witten in some ways, had that magical connection, and then Wentz goes out. Has there been any drop-off in terms of Ertz's productivity since Foles has been quarterback, or is it basically the same continuation of what he's been doing all year long?
Nope, it's been the same continuation. There have been additions, though. As I mentioned earlier, Alshon Jeffrey has kind of caught fire, and him and Foles have got kind of a unique thing going, a nice pattern going on between them. So Jeffrey's game has vaulted. He's healthier. That helps. Sproles, as I mentioned, I think he gives that defense another thing they got to worry about. Foles is a different kind of quarterback than Wentz, as we know. And so the ball may come out a little differently, a little quicker. He can't really extend plays like Wentz can. And Ertz has also seen the other tight end, Goddard, who is a rookie out of South Dakota State, a high draft pick, begin to emerge and feel much more comfortable over the last 6 weeks or so. So there's been much more two tight end sets. They've gotten a running back by committee, this kid Josh Adams, who is really a good Notre Dame running back, a high school player from the Philadelphia area, who was kind of looked over and has found a home with the Eagles, with Sproles, and with Wendell Smallwood. They run it by committee. They use two tight ends. Jeffrey, who was a big signee a couple years ago, has really taken hold. Aguilar has been consistent. I mean, really, everything is happening. Their tackles are healthy. Peters on one side and Johnson on the other side. They got an all-pro center in Kelsey. I mean, offensively, they've got it going on. I mean, they're there. It's been the back end, the secondary, which has lost three starters, which has had to try to reclaim itself. And they've been plugging no-name guys and signing guys off the street. And they've kind of gone about it in a way where they've brought people in, jettisoned some, given opportunities. Some guys have grabbed onto it, and it's helping. Now listen, when you've got a guy like Jenkins back there, he can solidify a lot. But they need performances, and they'll be tested with Breeze, certainly in that dome on Sunday.
Kevin, one of the things that's always interesting is how does the regular season translate to quote-unquote playoff football? For example, last week, you know, you have Eagles-Bears. That's a really low-scoring game. We were amazed that the Cowboys and the Seahawks had the highest-scoring game of all four playoff games. Saints in the dome, they want to get up and down the field. Eagles have weapons. How is this game going to play out in terms of possessions and scoring? Do you think we're going to have a game high 20s, low 30s, or is this going to be more low 20s, high teens?
I think teens and 20s. I just think defense, come playoff time, has a whole different personality and puts their fingerprints much more on these games. You got to run it, and you got to stop it. And, you know, that's what I like about the Cowboys with Zeke and what they can do defensively. I can't get a read on where the Rams are right now. Their end of the season was not all that spectacular, kind of like the Saints. You know, the Rams were off last week, like the Saints. I just wonder about keeping that regular routine and momentum, and the Cowboys certainly have it with the end of the regular season. The Eagles have it with the end of their regular season. You know, what kind of benefits that's going to have? And the defense of the Rams, as we know, is just a litany of big names, all pro, Pro Bowl guys at every level of their defense. The Eagles really don't have that. They got Fletcher Cox on the line. They got Brandon Graham. He's a player, obviously, you got to keep track of, and Hicks. And they got Jenkins in the back end. But they don't have the numbers the Rams have, certainly not the guys that the Cowboys have. I don't know what Breeze is going to produce, but it just seems like New Orleans is ready to kind of get back on track. And as great as the run for the Eagles has been, you just think that an undefeated Breeze in the playoffs in his history down there, 5-0 along with Sean Payton, you know, would prevail. But I don't expect an explosive game. I still think that defense is what you travel with in the playoffs. And I think the Eagles are feeling pretty good about their defense and a secondary, like I said, that is beginning to perhaps find a little bit more of a stable level of play. But I like the fact that defense has to be used. And I think that's a problem for the Chiefs this weekend. Their defense has given up gigantic chunks. They may have a couple of high sack guys and a Pro Bowler in the middle of their defensive line, but they're heavily penalized, and they can't stop the big plays. And their best defense has really been their offense. I think that's a dangerous equation to take into the playoffs. I think you've got to have defense, and I think that's what some of these better teams have, like the Cowboys, like the Saints with their defense, which is young but improving. And certainly we saw it with the Bears, and unfortunately their kicker just this kind of continued a pattern that we had seen all season long with another miss off the upright, and that was a double bounce off the crossbar, and that's what cost him that one.
All right, you know that voice. It's Kevin Harlan, the best play-by-play guy going. He's got Saints-Eagles Sunday right here on the Fan for Westwood One. Before we let you go, we want to go down memory lane with you. This is a very interesting pairing that happened back at Kansas. Two guys put together, maybe doing a little show together, a little broadcasting together. One goes on to be the best when it comes to play-by-plays. The other goes on to being one of the top radio executives in the entire country, and a guy that we love, our fearless leader, the great Brian Purdy here at 105.3 The Fan, and, of course, he runs several different radio stations. So walk us back to your first interaction with old Brian Purdy, and did you ever imagine each of you would be where you are now?
Well, I never did, but you could see it in him. First of all, Brian's dad was an outstanding coach, great, great football coach, and respected as much as any high school coach could be. And in the Kansas City area, Dick Purdy was the guy. And Brian, his son, who you know well and that market knows well, with this just sparkling personality and great brains and terrific genes, and was able to parlay that not into just a great on-air career, but then saw that maybe management was his best venue, and that's where he has made this wonderful run. And along the way, you know, the best part about broadcasting yeah, the games are great and all that, but it is the people that you come across and kind of go side by side or certainly work around and with in this business, and he's one of them. A big smile on my face as you said his name, and I appreciate his friendship so much, and not surprised at all he is where he is.
He is one charming man, without a doubt. And, Kevin, you are brilliant at what you do. We always love having you on, man. Have a great call Sunday, and we'll catch you on down the road.
Thank you so much, Benskin. Always a great honor to be on with you guys and be on your terrific station. I look forward to our next conversation down the road, and I'll be looking at that Cowboy game with great interest, and we may see you next weekend. I hope that's the case.
Absolutely. Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. Take care.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, the mighty Kevin Harlan.
There's a moment in the movie Groundhog Day where Bill Murray has gone through the same day so many times, so he knows this guy's going to greet him and have small talk with him in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
The guy wants to talk about the insurance business.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray stops and talks to him and invigorates him, and the guy, just after talking to Bill Murray, goes, wow, I'm going to go have a great – that's how I feel after talking to Harlan every time.
It's awesome.
I'm like, wow, that was just awesome.
He's really, really good at what he do, baby. Don't make any plans Sunday other than listening to that right here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.